BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm John Bishop and I'm from Liverpool. You might not know this, but next week I'm going to try to run, row and cycle more than 290 miles from Paris to London in 5 days. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
This is BBC.
BBC Radio.
Hello. Voila. The Weekend. Le Weekend.
Daily.
So, comedian John Bishop introduced the show today. How's it going, John?
Very good, thank you, sir. Very good.
So, can you please explain to me exactly what you're doing for Sport Relief next week?
Probably slowly killing myself. What I'm doing is I'm doing a challenge. I start in Paris. I ride 185 miles to the coast and then row the channel. And then run the distance of a bit more than 3 marathons a day.
Jeez. A day?
Not a day, sorry.
That's still...
In fact, now it sounds terrible. It doesn't sound that impressive.
No, I don't agree. I think it sounds...
3 marathons a day, that's impressive.
So, you start at the Eiffel Tower on Monday and Chris Moyles is going to sound the klaxon on his show.
Apparently so. If you can't get a private jet to fly him over so he can eat croissants watching me start off. But yeah, we start off with Chris on Monday at the Eiffel Tower and then start pedalling.
Oh yeah, so you cycle from Paris to the French coast, which is far, nearly 200 miles. Then you row to the UK, and there's people like Freddie Flintoff and Devine and McCaw helping you, right?
Yeah, and Denise Lewis, they're going to be in the boat with us. Which in its own right will be an experience because we've had basically 2 hours practice. That's all we've had.
Oh my God. So,
and the row, if we do it well, will take 6 hours. If the wind or whatever's against us could take 8 or 10 hours.
But you're not good with boats, are you?
No, mate. I get terrible seasick. Terrible seasick. I'm typically the worst person to be in a boat.
You might spew on Davina.
I tell you what, if there's anyone you want to do anything with, it's Davina, because she's just so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
She's rock hard, Davina. I think she can do anything.
So after the boat, which is probably your least favourite bit, then you run a marathon each day to get from the coast of England to London, and then you finish, hopefully, on Friday evening in Trafalgar Square.
That's the plan.
What we're going to do, John, is we're going to catch up with you every morning next week with Moyles and also with me in the afternoon to see how you get along. So we'll chart your progress the whole way.
It will be brilliant because every morning I'll be enthusiastic and then by the time you come on, you'll be there just where I'm crying. Oh, Scott, I don't want to do this anymore.
What made you say yes to this? Is this the kind of thing you would do a lot? Do you run or do you cycle?
No, mate. I got the bike specifically for this. I've never done any kind of cycling on this scale before, and I'm generally fit, but you know, I've reached an age now, Scott, where I just get fat. I'm getting fatter every day, so there's no way I was fit enough for it. But James Gordon spoke with Sport Relief, and we had a meeting, we came up with this idea, and then James couldn't do it, but Sport Relief had kind of already got things in motion. I mean, what their aim is to provide the vaccine, which is called a pentavalent vaccine. It costs £5, but it protects a child in the developing world against the 5 major illnesses that will kill them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's when someone puts something like that to you, you just think, okay, it's it's a bit of a drag for me because I've been training in the terrible weather that we've had. Yeah. And it'll be a horrible week, but, you know, whatever we raise is going to a good place. So it's
got to be done.
Got to be done.
I love that Corden bailed on the idea.
I mean, James has got a bit of a bad knee and, you know, and he was presenting the Brits. And no, I think it was just, it's just one of those things. And, you know, the idea was great, but the timing wasn't perfect. And James wanted us to put it off a year, but as I say, Sport Relief had everything in place. And to be fair to James now, he's going off to New York, so we wouldn't be allowed to do it, whereas I'm dispensable. If I drown in a boat, no one's going to be that bothered.
All right, listen, John, the best of luck for next week.
All right, thanks, Josh.
And we will speak to you, well, Moores will speak to you on Monday when you're in Paris. He'll sound the klaxon, and I'll speak to you by the time day one is over.
Yeah, you'll be getting the worst of me all week, but I look forward to it.
Me too.
You'll be my social worker, my counsellor.
That's right, I can provide some therapy for you.
That's it, you can just come put your arm around me in a vocal way.
Lie on the couch, John. All right, good to speak to you, and the really good luck. It's such a good thing you're doing.
Thanks, mate, it's all of it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How are you, Nicki Minaj?
I'm doing very well, better now that I'm talking to you.
Love you. What are you doing?
I am adding some finishing touches for my album, getting some last-minute stuff written and completed.
So are you in the studio at the moment?
Actually, I'm at home, but I do a lot of writing at home, and I try to go to the studio when I'm ready to record.
Please describe what your house is like, Nicki Minaj.
This particular place is all white furniture, and it's really cutesy. It's not like some big lavish thing. It's just like for me, like all of my paintings are black and white, Italian looking stuff, and all of the furniture is handcrafted, and I have a lion that is sitting on a pillar, so every time people walk in they see him, and I never even gave him a name. But he's just sitting there. I just call him Lion.
Do you have remote control curtains?
Actually, I do.
Yes, I knew it.
Yes, I do, in the living room.
Yeah. Do you have a revolving bed?
No, I don't have a revolving bed. I'm so sorry to disappoint you.
You need to get one. Also, we were talking about how rich Adele is yesterday. She's got 15 toilets, and I think that is a sign of how rich and famous you are and how well you're doing. How many toilets have you got?
Oh, my God, I only have 3 toilets, so I'm not rich.
Just the 3?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a bit disappointing, you know? Listen, when are you going to come back to the UK and see us? Because we miss you.
Soon as I am done wrapping up the album and turning in the album, I will come down there. So I would say within a month and a half, I will definitely be out there.
It was announced that you're performing at Tea in the Park yesterday. Have you got any other dates coming up?
I do, but I can't announce them.
Go on, pigs.
I know, I can't announce it. I can't, Scotty. I really can't. So, you know.
Oh, just one.
Well, you have one today, Tea in the Park. And
okay.
Then within a couple of days, you're going to have 2 more. That's
really
all I can say about that.
We are loving Starships, by the way.
Yay, Starships! Starships makes me so happy, and I'm so glad you guys got behind it.
It's my big thing this week.
You guys like it, because so many people feel inspired by that song for some strange reason. So that's my baby. Starships is my baby.
Well, send my love to Martha and to Roman.
Thank you, my darling. And send my love to everybody in the UK. They really give me so much life. And give kisses to everyone at the station. I'm sure I'm going to see you guys when I come down there.
Please come in and see us.
You know that I would never come down there and not go see you guys. So
that's
please.
True.
And so if there's anything, any gifts you want, anything you can think of, let me know, okay?
Well, anything.
Well, I mean, you know.
Do you mean from Duty Free?
No, I mean just something from my heart to yours.
Okay,
maybe
cool.
Something in this little tiny house that I live in, you know.
Oh, yeah,
in
bring
my little shack and my little,
Yeah, bring a cheese grater or something from your house. I'd like that, because it's probably diamond-encrusted. I love your laugh.
No, you know what? I'm bringing you a cheese grater.
Yeah,
let's
do it. I want a Nicki Minaj.
Let's get it.
I want that. Finally, Nicki, Do you have a message for David Hasselhoff, who's coming in to see us very soon?
Yes. Hey, David, do you have your panties on? I mean, your Speedos, and is it bulging out like you did in Baywatch?
Yeah, they were happy times.
Yeah, and also, do you still have that curly hair? Because it's funny and it's cute, and I would like to touch it.
Of all the questions that you could possibly ask the Hoff, they were the most brilliant ones I've ever heard. Okay, listen, Nicki Minaj, it's good to speak to you. And come and see us soon, all right?
Goodbye, my darling. Take care.
Bye, love.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills, and you join me. Stop talking, I'm talking.
Okay,
it's
go
my
ahead,
show.
Sorry.
And you join us as David Hasselhoff is writing down a lot of notes on a lot of scribbles on a piece of paper.
I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, and how are you?
I'm very good. It's good to see you again. Guy
yes.
Love.
Yes, Guy Love. Guy
Seems
Love.
Like such a long time ago now that we performed at the Edinburgh Festival together. I know that you've tried to forget it. I have nightmares about it, but it's available on YouTube still, so you can't really avoid it.
You can't avoid it, and it's still there. I've tried to get it erased by buying it. They won't even let me buy it.
We never got around to recording that properly, did we?
No.
You're too busy doing your new album.
But it was real at the time. I mean, I felt a lot of Guy Love for you that night.
You had to be there, I think.
It was quite late.
And it was late. It was. So, welcome back.
Thank you, man. Good to see you.
I'm seeing you again tonight. It's like twice in one day.
Yeah, we're going to grab some balls.
Yes, we are on the lottery. You don't touch the balls, though.
You don't touch the balls?
No, and if you touch the machine, then the whole lottery is off.
Which, that's awful.
Which causes...
It's off.
It is. It causes a nationwide incident.
Oh, no.
Seriously, they
have
to...
Has that happened before? It can't have done.
No. But honestly...
Oh, God, that'd be horrible if you draw the right numbers and then...
and you ruined it, Hoff.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, you... Right. I'm telling you now, okay? This is on BBC One tonight. If you touch the machine... Or even attempt to touch the balls, you will be escorted off the premises.
Can I go buy some lottery tickets today?
I don't know. I think as a guest that you probably can. I don't think you need it.
Yeah, you know what? I was wondering on the way over here. I wonder how many lottery tickets were the most lottery tickets a person's bought at one time. You know, like
probably quite a lot.
You know, like 100,000.
Yeah. It's a lot of money tonight.
How much?
They don't tell me until we get there, because I don't know. But, yeah, don't touch the machines. It's only the people with the white gloves that are allowed to touch the machines.
Oh, I've seen those people with white gloves. Most of them are a little bit off, those people.
No, they're all right.
No, they're not. They're wearing white gloves. They're weird.
that's their job. That's their job. They work for Camelot.
They usually bowl. I usually see them throwing balls in the park. You know?
No, Drawmaster Louise is nice. Drawmaster Martin is lovely. And
are those people names?
Yes. Independent adjudicator Sean Fleet Milne will be your favourite.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so that's tonight.
Okay.
So you've got a show next week in London at the Indigo at the O2.
Absolutely. Now, you're going to be on it with me.
Yes, I've just found this out. So,
have you agreed to this, Scott?
Yes, I said that I would like to go and be there. I don't actually know what he wants me to do. So,
well, I'm doing a question and answer. Okay. It's basically an intimate evening, as if you can have an intimate evening with David Hasselhoff.
But, are you going to sing?
Yeah, I'm going to sing all my new songs from the Frank Wildhorn album. Frank Wildhorn wrote Jekyll and Hyde and Dracula and Civil War and is an amazing writer. And
will there be a piano?
There'll be a piano, there'll be a sax, there'll be a band, there'll be four beautiful dancers from Chicago, there'll be seven rock tenors called the Rock Tenors, there'll be a Knight Rider car, there'll be, we're going to party Hoff style, but then I'm also going to open up, you're going to come on and you're going to choose 20 people from the audience to ask me the craziest questions ever.
Now, hang on a second, can I just say to our listeners, and this is 100% for real, this is the first time I'm hearing what the Hasselhoff wants me to do on his show. So, talk me through it.
Well, basically what's going to happen is before the show, you walk in and we're giving you a little piece of paper and you write down, hello, my name is Haley Roberts from Wales. My question is, have you ever slept with Pamela Anderson? And then we pick those pictures, we take all those little cards, we put them on the wall.
Right.
And then you select those questions. You bring those people up on stage. You give me a whistle, and this whistle allows me 3 outs.
Okay.
In case I get stupid questions.
Well, like a Baywatch.
Which I get.
Baywatch whistle kind of thing.
Yeah. And so, you
know, life goblin.
And, you know, they'll say, have you slept with Pamela Anderson? And I'll say, yes, every night, but only in my dreams.
Yeah.
And then
next question.
And this next question is some stupid question. I will whistle them off. But it's a kind of a great way of people kind of getting to know me. And instead of reading what you read in the newspapers or what we tweet, because, you know, sometimes our tweets are not totally...
I know that.
You know, I mean, I get engaged a lot in my tweets. And...
Yeah, you're like, I was going to ask you about that. You...
I'm engaging addiction.
Yeah, I mean, you and your lovely girlfriend, who is Haley,
yes,
and is lovely, off of Wales.
She's trying to get me to go to the game tomorrow.
Is she?
Yeah. Is it safe to go to a game? And if you're like four Wales?
I think so.
Is it a rugby match?
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely have to go to
yeah.
it.
Well, people get...
It's amazing.
They throw things. People are going to drink and throw things. Get off. No, come on, breath off.
No, they won't. It's the Welsh are very patriotic. It'll be a beautiful experience.
Yeah, but what about the English? Well, the English attacked me for being for Wales. I just want to go watch a game. I don't want to get attacked.
Just wear a disguise.
I'll wear a David Hasselhoff mask.
Do that. Well, and then no one will suspect it's you.
Absolutely, except for you.
That is true.
And all of your listeners. There he is. He said he's going to wear the mask. What an idiot.
So what what questions do you not want on the evening?
Is this wise to ask this?
No.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
You can ask me anything you want because I have my whistle.
Right, so you... And the whistle, it's just a bit like a buzzer. You just go, brrr, next.
Yeah, you know, but I think it's great because it gives a chance to talk about, you know, what it was like on Baywatch, what it was like on Knight Rider, what it was like... You know, do you get annoyed with being attacked by cell phones all over the world? And what was your greatest experience with a kangaroo?
Sure.
You know, and kangaroos really are liars, but something happened. Something did happen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't.
Now,
what was it like living with Scott Mills?
Oh, the truth. Now, you've just been to Australia, right?
Yes, good day. I just got back from Australia.
Once again, another fantastic accent there, David.
Thank you very much. I tried, hon.
And you did Celebrity Apprentice there.
We raised $245,000 for the Starlight Foundation. First round, we granted 40 wishes, and I was the captain, so it was great.
What did you have to do?
We actually did a dog pampering contest, so you bring your dog in. You get dog, you do the doggy nails, you wash the dog, you give him a massage, take a picture. All I did was call up every corporate executive and said, bring whatever you want down, I'll wear a t-shirt, you know. And we gave a doggy massage, like, massage why? I mean, it was like a 5-second massage.
For a dog?
Then, yeah. And
do dogs like massages?
Evidently not.
Right.
Because these dogs were, they just wanted the picture with the hawk.
Was it like a sports massage, deep tissue, hot stone?
It was more like Swedish.
Right, yeah. I get it. Yeah, so Swedish. Kind of light, but relaxing.
And you certainly don't want to give them, you hit those pressure points. Boy, I hit that pressure point in that dog's paw, and whoa!
Yeah.
He did not like it. He had a bad liver.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, no, good.
Anyway, it was great fun. Mark Boris was the cool cat down there. In fact, they're in the final right now. I had to leave because I had to get home and... take care of my girls, but you know, I'm really excited that we're finally going to do something on stage together at the Indigo, because I was really wanted somebody who knew me, and since you have lived with me, and we have sung Guy Love.
We've done a lot together over the years.
You're going to come in down? And,
I'm on. Yeah. I'm on for this.
So Indigo Theater, March 2nd. It's at 7:30, and so it's one night only, an evening with the Hoff.
I'm so doing that. At the O2 next Friday, when I come down.
Are you coming? Can we come? Please come.
Do I have to do anything on the stage?
No.
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have one number if you want to be in it. It's you can leave your hat on. If you want to do it, I'd love you to do it. It's all for charity. It all goes to disadvantaged children. It's amazing. We
Oh, listen.
This is the song called This Time Around. This is my new album, which comes out in 2 days. This Time Around.
God.
This time around. World premiere.
Loved it.
I'll take the moment. This time around,
I'm imagining you in a tux.
I'll make it last. I've had my share.
Loves it.
Of wasted moments.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you, Barth.
Yeah. This time I want to go through some of the other tracks as well, because you've done some classics.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I like the band. Very
Perth.
Much.
Perth. Raindrops keep falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for him.
Will you be doing these at the show?
Most of them, yes.
Will you be doing Jump in My Car?
Absolutely. You made it a hit. I have to.
Absolutely.
Probably jumping in the car, in my car.
Yes. And also, we want to know, can we take guesses as to who the female vocal is on the next one, please? Don't tell us. Yeah. Is it Madonna?
Oh, wow.
Is it Madonna?
No.
Is Pixie Lott?
No, I try to get Pixie for my show.
You're friends with her?
Yeah, and I try to get Catherine Jenkins, who sends her regards. We're bringing the girl in from Wiz, the Wicked, I mean, the lead singer.
Bless you. When I
kiss you, I'll tell you who this is. Just listen to one. Just listen to her. She goes. And there's no tenderness like the
bone in your fingertips. Who is it?
She did one hit single. She's now living in Memphis, Tennessee, and she emailed me this when I did this. And Marilyn Martin. She sang Go On Living Separate Lives. Go on living separate lives.
Okay.
With Phil Collins years ago.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
I might still pretend it's Madonna.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, you can pretend.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I quite like the idea of you doing a duet with Madge.
No, I don't know.
Would you say no if she asked you?
You don't say no to Madonna.
No, you do not.
No.
I wouldn't want to argue with her.
No.
Good. Can you imagine?
No. No. No, we have a couple of really good singers in the show. The girl from Wicked, Louise, and her last name escapes me, and I'm going to get in such trouble because she has a single coming out. She's really brilliant. But we do a lot of big songs.
We were talking earlier about Adele, who is like the biggest star in the world right now.
I know. My daughter reminds me. Haley reminds me of Adele.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, Adele used to live above a flat in London, above another flat in London, and like a Chinese takeaway. Now she lives in something like an 82-bedroom house in Sussex, which she's only renting at about £300 million a week with 15 toilets. Now, I think it's a sign of how rich and famous you are by how many toilets you have. I just asked Nicki Minaj earlier. She's got three. How many have you got?
13.
No, come on.
I have 13 toilets.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I have a big house. I have the guest house. I have the gym. I've got the downstairs.
I'm just checking with your manager.
Yeah.
He's nodding. Yeah. It's 13.
13, yeah.
Okay, that's quite good.
And write down who our guest star is and put it on the wall so I can make sure that she doesn't kill me because she's quite famous. Yeah.
13 toilets. That's impressive.
13 toilets,
And
yes.
I know in your other house, which is the one that I lived in, you also have, you've angled the TV so you can watch American football.
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, every guy knows if you score, goal, and you're in the bathroom and you're trying to pull your pants up and try to, to see it.
Yeah,
do
you know what? I don't think it's just a man thing. Like, if I go into a hotel, the good hotels have the TV positioned so you can see them from the loo.
True.
Don't you love the bathtub with the TV right by the bathtub?
I've never stayed anywhere so posh, so I have to keep the loo door open. Just watch it in the bedroom.
It's not quite the same.
Not quite the same.
I would love a TV in the bath. That's good.
Yeah, it's cool.
Do you have speakers in every bathroom so that you can listen to your songs as you're in the bath?
I do. I haven't. I've put them throughout the entire house, and what I can do is I go to my computer and queue up iTunes, and then I have a playlist, and so it goes throughout the whole house. And my daughter's dad, turn off that terrible music, And then we, because I've been trying to. This is a very different show for me because it really is a proper show from Broadway and West End and the stuff I've done with Mel Brooks, and I'm actually doing Springtime for Hitler from the producers, which could ruin my career forever. But my career has been ruined before, and I've come back, so it's all right.
A couple more questions.
Thank you.
My mum said that you were looking incredibly fresh face last time that she saw you. Have you had any work done?
No, your mom slapped me is what happened.
She did.
Bam!
But you are looking good.
I feel fresh and I feel faced.
Have you had your eyelashes tinted?
No, have you?
No, I just wear mascara, but your eyelashes look incredible today.
I think that they are dark for a reason. I just think I came from another show and they kind of flicked them,
But because you can I think you can tell when people have had work done. It doesn't look like to me that you have. But something's happened to your face.
Is it a different new hair colour?
new hair? Is it oxygen facials?
No, I'll tell you my hair. It's
You
no.
have coloured your hair?
Yes. It's awful.
It's like a right? California sun kiss.
It looks terrible. I've had my hair washed at least 18 times in the last 24 hours. When I left, Haley, my daughter, which you guys know, we at the salon, and she said, "Yeah, can you come to the salon with me and get your nails done and hang out with me?" I said, "Sure." So I was just spending a few minutes to go before I leave.
So you're in a nail bar.
Yeah, and so she goes, I said, "You guys do hair? Because my hair is all gray. I just use Just for Men 5 minutes." And she goes, "Yeah, I'll do it." And she goes, "Hey, Dad, do your hair really dark this time." I came out looking like a chocolate head. My hair looked like... I looked like Groucho Marx. I looked so bad. So bad.
Sometimes the color can go wrong.
Go wrong. It was so wrong that when I woke up on the airplane and went to the bathroom, I went, "Ah! Who's that guy?" I didn't realize it was me. I looked like Wayne Newton in Heat. I looked like a caricature of David Hasselhoff. I looked like the Hoff off. So I came here, and Haley, when she met me at the airport, went, "What?" She said, "What is that? You look 100 years old, you know." And the fact that I'm actually 27 years older doesn't make things good. So I'm already old, too old for her now. Anyway, so now I went into a hair salon, and he says, "Don't worry, I'll fix it." So he flicks it. And now I look like a zebra because I have dark hair with like light streaks. So then he decides to strip it. Have you ever had your hair stripped?
No.
Okay. They put bleach on your head, and it feels like someone's poured acid on your head.
Nice.
And so anyway, I walked away out of there, and I took a picture, and I changed my name to the Knight Redder.
Yeah.
Because I became a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
So then last night, we went out and we bought Just for Men.
And now it's back. You so need to do their adverts.
It's just for idiots. It's back. When we did it twice, and so we paid $250 at the salon.
Yes.
$695 at Sainsbury's. And she's absolutely noticing that it's been colored, so it ain't working yet.
So. Oh, I love you, Hoff.
I know. Yeah. I love you.
Knight Rider. Knight Rider.
And also, you do say that you're getting engaged a lot on Twitter. Is that happening?
What's engaging? I mean, it's fun, you know. But I like to scare her at the top, you know.
Yeah. Haven't you proposed to her like a million times, or are you just making that up for Twitter?
No, we're just having some fun. I think if she said yes, I'd probably have a heart attack and jump.
You said yes!
But now I'm getting a little nervous because she goes, "You know, can we go look at rings?" And I said, No, we're having a great time, and we've almost been together a year, which is a miracle for both of us. So cool. That's great.
Cool. Listen, it's great to see you again.
Indigo.
Next Friday, I'm going to be there.
I'll see you tonight, though.
I'll see you tonight.
We're not going to touch the balls.
Do not touch the balls or the machine, otherwise the whole lottery is off, and it'll be like I said, it's an incident, okay?
Okay.
Of worldwide epic proportions.
And one more thing that I know I'm not allowed to say, I'm going to be on QVC on Monday morning.
Oh, I love that. Are you going to be selling a new album?
I'm singing for 1 hour on QVC.
When is this? We need to get this.
Have you come down? Oh, my God.
When is this?
We need to play
it's Monday morning, 9 a.m.
You're on for an hour?
Yeah.
Singing?
A whole hour.
Oh, my God. Right, okay. Yeah. So I'm either coming or I'm watching.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.